USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States and its allies are working closely together to manage the fallout of the war between Russia and Ukraine.
The United States and India are going to continue our close consultation on how to manage the destabilizing effects of this Russian war.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. says the war between Russia and Ukraine is taking a terrible toll on women and children. Linda Thomas-Greenfield saying they're not only being forced from their homes, but women and children are often abused, raped, and killed. The U.S. Border Patrol says they're seeing a rise in illegal border crossings in the San Diego sector. Officials saying they're seeing an average of 450 illegal immigrant crossings a day by both land and water. This is compared to an average of 150 illegal crossings a day before the COVID-19 pandemic. USA Radio News.
You know how every house has peculiar odors in it? Whether it's cigarette smoke or whether it's fish you fried in the kitchen or just about anything, you can clean everything in the house, but you can't clean the air unless you get an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. Now, these are really neat things. They plug into the wall and stay there. The entire unit plugs into the wall. You don't have to take up any counter space, no filters to replace, and they work fast and they're quiet. There's one right next to me here in the studio. Yeah, they've already sold over 200,000 of them, and you can get the best deal of all. You can save $200 on a Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack, 3 units, one for every stinky room in the house, and save a lot of money. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, CLASSIC3 is the promo code. Shipping is free.
A border state governor is continuing to voice his concern about an order that could be lifted soon by the Biden administration.
As the world waits for Title 42 to expire, allowing more illegal immigrants into the country, a bipartisan group of lawmakers are trying to prevent that from happening. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News has a stern warning.
Here's a number I can give all of you that will be repeated over and over and over again as a headline. By the end of the first term of Joe Biden, nearly 20% of all Americans will be here illegally.
Lance Pry reporting from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau. Officials in San Jose are still investigating a fire that leveled a Home Depot. Initial speculation has focused on the lumber section where the fire reportedly started Saturday. No injuries were reported. Smoke from the fire prompted a shelter in place for a nearby neighborhood. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Senate voted to confirm President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley tells Fox News he believes the judge has a left-leaning bias.
She consistently sentenced people at the lowest level in the cases of child pornography, at the lowest level of the recommendations of the Sentencing Commission.
Rockers are continuing to show their support for Ukraine.
English rock band Pink Floyd has released new music for the first time in 28 years. Proceeds from the project, titled Hey Hey Rise Up, will help with humanitarian relief in Ukraine amid its ongoing conflict with Russia. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Reaction is pouring in after a former Ohio State quarterback died in South Florida. OSU head coach Ryan Day says his players are still processing the death of 24-year-old Dwayne Haskins.
They're a little bit lost. It's been a couple years since he's been with the program. They also stayed in close touch with him. I know a lot of guys constantly were texting and communicating with him. You know, they're hurting right now.
Police in Florida say they're investigating after Haskins. Police in Florida say they're investigating after he was struck and killed by a truck while trying to cross an interstate on foot near the Fort Lauderdale Airport early Saturday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.